everyone, I'm Chris, and this is 122 and an eighth. Today I'm here with AQ. How are you doing?
AQ, I'm good.
So let's go ahead and jump in. What is an early notable memory you have of pizza?
My early notable memory of pizza is school lunchroom pizza with the weirdest tasting sauce that I can remember, the tangy tomato paste that I think they just took out of those cans and smeared it onto the pizza.
They were those rectangular slices, right?
Rectangular, very stiff, spongy crust slices that were a little greasy with the weird meat. And I remember really, I didn't grow up eating pork. And so I remember always having to ask, is this sausage beef? Is this pork? And the lunch ladies never knew. And so I was like, I'll take the cheese. And so I always had the cheese pizza. Although the sausage looked enticing.
Did you ever have the pizza? Where I come from, if we didn't have the rectangular pizza, we also had the pizza in our school that was like an oyster. Octagon shaped almost.
No, we didn't have the octagon. Ours was, it was just like the big rectangle. And they just like, it was like almost like a pizza toast or something like that.
Did you ever do the thing where you'd fold it in half and like take a bite out of the center so that we could hold it up to your face and have like a pizza mask?
No, but I do remember we would just like bite the edges off and make it into like a little pizza circle. So we could try to get as close to like a little mini pizza as we could.
So other than school pizza, like school issued like dollar a slice pizza, what did you grow up with?
I grew up with Tony's Pizza. I think it's Tony's Pizza. It's like the little frozen pizzas, and they were the thinnest. It was mostly crust. I don't remember there being much cheese to it at all. It's mostly crust and like tomato sauce. And then we would just like get like a packet of cheese and just like toss it all over the thing. That's how we did it.
So you never ordered out or anything like that?
No, I remember back then Domino's was the worst. Like I remember ordering Domino's once on like, I think we tried to get Domino's early on New Year's Eve before the rush, you know, would happen. And I just remember it tasting like cardboard and ketchup. I didn't like the sauce, the distinct taste of cardboard in the pizza, like it had been baked in the box or something. I think they must have like kept them warm by keeping the boxes in the oven so that when it got to you, like the whole thing felt warm.
Oh, like as if they just made them in mass and just kind of tossed one out to you.
Yeah, basically they made a whole bunch of pizzas in advance, right? But then I think the way that they kept a lot of the ones that were going out for delivery warm, I don't know, this is my theory, that they kept them warm by putting the whole, just instead of like taking the pizzas out, putting them in the oven, and then taking them back out and putting them in the box to be delivered, they just kept a whole bunch of boxes in a semi-warm oven. And then those boxes just went out immediately. So they were like kind of like kept warm and halfway cooked in the cardboard box itself. That's my theory as to why Domino's used to taste like cardboard. But I've ordered Domino's recently and it tastes better.
So growing up on the South Side, what were some of the notable pizza places that were there? I mean, Chicago, you spit and there's
right,
a pizza place.
Right, right. The South Side, I grew up by Sox Park, so I grew up kind of poor, so we rarely ordered out, and if it was like from some chain. But Pizza Nova over on 18th Street was the first one I remember like going to as a teenager, and that was like the spot. That was like my favorite spot. And it was like kind of dangerous at the time. I remember part of the appeal was sneaking over to go to Pilsen because I was like super scared to go over there. And that was the main one. Oh, and you know what? I think anybody who was a senior at Whitney Young High School will remember Bocce Pizza, and probably Domenzo's too. Yeah. But Bocce used to roll up their little oven truck at lunchtime, and maybe it was just our year. I don't know if the school like banned them from coming on campus because it would be a mess. You could get a pizza, one of their little boxes, but it's like that giant Bocce slice and a can of pop for $3. And we would just squat out on the lawn out in front, and seagulls would just, it would be a mess of crust and seagulls and pizza boxes because, us teenagers weren't really mindful about that. So the school had to crack down on us really cleaning up after ourselves. Bocce pizza.
Now, Bocce and places like that, were those the things that kind of made you fall in love with pizza? Because it seems like you kind of grew up with pizza and it was kind of a tepid experience overall.
It wasn't until high school that I actually started to seek out pizza, honestly. I wasn't really a big fan because my pizza experiences were Tony's cheapo pizza and Domino's cardboard and ketchup.
So from there, how did you kind of...
rectangles, which was like not my favorite.
Now, you're in your 30s now, though, correct? Mm-hmm. So you've obviously had, you know, a decade and a half to figure it out since high school.
Right.
How have your pizza tastes grown? How have they evolved?
I definitely am a full-fledged Chicagoan because I fell in love with the deep dish pizza.
Really?
The Giordano spinach is my, I would say, one of my favorite pizzas. I also really like the Home Run Inn. They have, like, this vegetarian one that's, like, really good. And their veggie pizza and Lou Malnati's veggie pizza is really good, too. I forget what they call it. It's, like, they have a name for it, but... those are like the thin crust pizzas that I like, the Home Run Inn and the Lou Malnati's, but the that Giordano's deep dish spinach, that's mine.
Now, do you hide the love of deep dish? In a previous segment with Absolutely Not and Latour, they were on, and one of them made the joke that deep dish is for tourists.
What?
Obviously, you're a native.
Suckers. No, I mean I think deep dish is for people who like a ton of cheese and a really like meal of a pizza, and so that's, you know, that's really what it is. I don't hide my love. I think that it really just depends on who you ask. I think that some Chicagoans say deep dish is for tourists if that's all you know about Chicago style pizza. If you don't know about Pizza Nova or Home Run Inn, if you don't know about Bocce or Giordano's or Domenzo's, then you're a tourist. But Giordano's has some, I don't know, I mean, that's a Chicago kind of staple for me.
Do you think it maybe weirds people out eating deep dish if they're not used to it because they have to use a fork?
maybe, but I feel like if you ever had a calzone, mm-hmm. it's the same. I mean, sometimes they're too hot and you don't want to hold a calzone, and so you just want to crack that with a fork, you know. If you ever had lasagna, it's the same sort of, it's like, it, I don't know. To me, maybe because I wasn't like, pizza wasn't like a thing. I know some people from New York and some people from Chicago, like pizza's like a thing for them. Like, you had to have pizza when you were a kid. I know some kids who grew up and like, if there's a birthday party, pizza is there. If there's an event, pizza is there. I wasn't one of those kids, and so it's just Italian food to me. Or like whatever party food, and so I don't know, deep dish pizza is like Italian food and flat crust pizza is like party food in my mind.
Now, what do you think it is that makes pizza such an easy go-to? You were saying like parties, school functions, you know, Pizza Hut had their Book It program,
right.
You know, in the 90s.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah.
They even have it now, I don't know. But
you know what, you're right, and I forgot about that. We did have the Book It because we used to get like little pizza parties, and if you read the most books in class, and yeah, and then I remember that, and I used to struggle with like finishing a book. I would always start a book and just give up because I just didn't have the patience for it. And then I got into finishing books because I was like trying my darndest to get a Pizza Hut pizza party.
How does that work again? Because it's not like they can really know if you finished it or not, right? Like, you have to write a report on it. So if you're just astute about skimming the book and, like, picking stuff out to make it look like you read it.
I think they were banking on students not really being up on skimming and cliff notes at that point in there. You know, like, this was usually for grammar school kids, you know. So we would do a little book report. I wasn't hip to skimming until like eighth grade, maybe, when I had to actually like write real reports. Until then, I would just have to like read it to struggle through it, or I would skip ahead chapters, but I wasn't like skimming, you know, broadly. I was like, I would read a chapter, skip a few chapters, read another chapter, and be like, I think that I know what the story's about. I know how it ends. That's all that counts. The ideal pizza.
Yeah, what would be your ideal pizza?
It'd probably be homemade.
Like where, like, flour
not from
and water
dough,
and
not,
yeast?
Not scratch, sort of. Although I really like cooking, so I would like to learn how to do that. But no, probably like well-prepared dough, at least to start with. But, you know, real dough, not like, what's that, I don't know, the
like
brand.
Like Pillsbury or something.
Boboli, right, I'm not talking about that. But like,
you like go to Whole Foods and get the dough that
the dough,
got
yeah.
or something.
And hopefully it'd be made with some, like, whole grain, because I like whole grains. And I don't think it ruins the taste of pizza. Some people do. I want some butter in there. It's got to have like a buttery crust. I don't think it would be deep dish, my ideal. Because I would want to like pick it up and hold it. You know, like there's that intimate. And then it would have lots of vegetables on it. It would have goat cheese as well as mozzarella on it. Maybe some white cheddar. And it would probably, I would probably make some, my wife is going to giggle. But I would probably... hand make some turkey sausage, and I would try to season it so it doesn't have too much sage, and yeah, that would be it.
So you're kind of going towards a more gourmet pizza.
I'm a gourmet sort of dude. Something happened. I think it was just the old age hormones. It was not being in my 20s. And oh, Choli's! I forgot about to talk about Choli's pizza. When I my first apartment, I literally survived on Choli's pizza and Harold's chicken for like a summer. Choli's pizza had this 2 for $10 special, and we were like, $10 will feed the whole apartment.
So you just buy a bunch and stock up?
We would buy like that would be we would be like who's we would ship it. We would add up whatever little change we had from paying rent and to $10 and get the 2 for $10 and just split them up, and that would be our deal. And maybe we'd order like 4 of them for $20 and really mash out. But anyway, so the ideal pizza would be gourmet, because as I gotten older, you know, I don't like cheap beer. I don't drink Pabst really. I prefer like a draft, like something, you know, local on tap, that's high in alcohol content. You know, I like a good whiskey, a scotch, you know. I like a good bourbon from Kentucky. I mean, that's where they come from, but you know, I like a good one, and I like cooking at home, and I like making my own pizza. So
now, what of that would you pair with the pizza?
Good one. I would pair a. I would pair probably like a IPA, like a really like a Founders maybe, or a. Revolution Brewery. What's their? I like the Bell's Two Hearted. So like one of those, probably like, you know, really like kind of like tangy, hoppy, strong IPA with that gourmet pizza.
Now, if you're eating it gourmet, obviously you're putting so much time and thought into each individual flavor. I'm assuming dipping sauces are out. Like extra marinara for the crust, or some sort of a garlic butter.
You know what? Especially if it's a multi-grain crust, I would do a garlic butter. And I like to eat. I'm a slim dude, but I have a high metabolism, and I really enjoy eating. So, and I'm not afraid of olive oil. So, you know, I figure I'll just metabolize all that fat anyway. So, or at least for now. So, no, I will garlic and olive oil probably more likely than butter. Because I don't like dairy a lot, oddly enough. So, like, I would do a gourmet pizza, but that's why goat cheese is really important to me. Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of dairy. Yeah, I'm a detail guy.
Now, I think the main complaint people have with wheat-based, like a whole wheat-based crust, isn't necessarily that it's wheat, whole wheat-based.
Right.
More so, it has a harder texture to it
right.
than, like, a white crust.
Mm-hmm. I think that what you can do, you know, you can get that. There are good flours out there. There's some good flour that's made from other grains, or I should say that's like unbleached and not, you know, I mean, it's not just like regular whatever white flour. That's still like, you know, cooks up fluffy. And I think that if you cut it with the right butter or whatever, you know, whatever it is that makes it sort of like porous and fluffy, I think it could be just as good. I think you can just use a regular flour and then add actual like a whole, you know, that those sort of like dried whole grains, you know, some of the, you know, you could just like mix in some barley with your dough if that's how you get down, you know, like it, you know. I just think that I grew up with, and this will be brief, but my parents were like, they were of the militant sort of like late 70s, like, we don't eat white bread, we don't eat white sugar, we don't drink pop, we don't...
Nothing refined.
Yeah, nothing refined. Yeah, I mean, really, they were like, nothing bleached, nothing Highly saturated, nothing corn syrup. So they were like, I think food was sort of like their revolutionary sort of tool, at least as far as like sort of instilling certain ideals with us. And that fell off once like the 80s hit and like poverty kind of set in. But to that end, I've retained a lot of those values. Like I really like whole grain, and I actually kind of enjoy the taste. I think that, you know, as long as the texture's there.